Today's episode, Fruitcake at the County Seat. Each year, homemade treats from fudge to peppermint bark make their way under the light-laden boughs of Christmas trees where they tempt even the most formidable health food purist. So why is it that the humble fruitcake, laced with nuts, dried fruits, and a good soaking of brandy or rum, draws such mordant criticism? Perhaps a better question is why, since it's been the butt of countless tasteless jokes, hasn't this traditional tin-shaped cake disappeared into the annals of ancient culinary history? Well, here in the Eastern Sierra, we can thank the good folks of Independence for making sure the humble fruitcake maintains its place near the forefront of holiday traditions. The internationally acclaimed Independence Fruitcake Festival has been bringing respect and reverence to this candied fruit and nut confectionery for the past 12 years. According to longtime Independence resident Nancy Masters, the Fruitcake Festival's beginnings can be traced to a melancholy rumination one night of the decline of social and communal get-togethers in our culture, evidenced by the presence of many homeless punch cups at a recent Lions Club swap meet. That so many cups were unmoored from their bowl surely meant there was a tragic loss of conviviality in the small town of Independence, and that troubled Nancy. Then a few days later, Nancy was looking through cookbooks, reflecting on unloved foods, fruitcake being one of them. And then, Nancy's story concludes, that election night came. In Independence, election night constitutes an event. The press is there, candidates mill about waiting for results, and election workers are chomping at the bit to count ballots. Copious amounts of food, along with the need to wait for ballots to come in from the precincts, leads to idle, speculative chatter. Nancy laughingly brought up the topic of fruitcake, that it needed a boost in public esteem, and that a festival dedicated to the fruitcake might meet dual goals of a community gathering and honoring the fruitcake, citing the punch cup problem as evidence. A reporter for the local newspaper at that time was listening in and took it upon himself to write an article telling the world, or at least Inyo County, that Independence was going to put on a fruitcake festival. And from that, the movers and shakers from Independence put forth their best fruitcake, and in 2005, the first fruitcake festival was held in Independence. The Winneduma Hotel was home to the first three festivals, but people's enthusiasm for all things fruitcake grew so large, it was moved to the more spacious American Legion Hall in 2008. Each year, the festival has a different theme. Peace, Love, and Fruitcake, Fiesta de Fruitcake, and 20,000 Fruitcakes Under the Sea are just a few of the propositions the fruitcake has been honored under. Each year, the Fruitcake King presides over the festivities. Attendees are encouraged to bring a sample of their best fruitcake, and judges choose winners in several unconventional categories, including densest and most solids. The festival concludes with a health check tasting of the archival fruitcake by a volunteer. Nancy reports it's now 13 years old and still quite tasty. The Eastern Sierra is home to many superlatives, highest, lowest, oldest. And here you'll also find what may well be the most unique celebration of its kind. And the good folks of Independence created it right smack dab on El Camino Sierra.